The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Healing Revolution Friday continues now with my good friend Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. And wow, we've got some questions coming in from you, our fabulous listeners out there, about Dr. Nick. Always at least one comes in that's very intriguing, and we're going to answer that. And, of course, other topics today include, oh, my gosh, immigration. Yeah, we'll talk about that and maybe some other health issues, too. But, Dr. Nick, always glad to have you on board. And, you know, whether you believe it or not, my listening audience really digs everything you bring to the table.
Well, that's nice to hear. I really appreciate being on the show and do appreciate your audience. They always come up with such great questions. So it means they're listening. It means they're interested, which means a lot to me.
Well, and, you know, it's really exciting. You know, we can talk, of course, about our wheelhouse in health and healing. But it's fun, as you know, and you've acknowledged on the air and off, when we can bring those principles of healing that we apply in our own lives and our own ways to help others into other arenas, economics, politics, etc. And it's not an abandonment of what we're good at or what we know. It's just literally bringing those principles into all aspects or facets of our lives.
Well, if the U.S. falls apart politically, economically, and sociologically, it's going to be a disaster health-wise. When countries fall apart, it never leads to better health in anybody. So you can't really separate them. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the politics always infiltrate into the healthcare system, as our government is now. And you had Dr. Brzezinski on as a perfect example of someone where the government is really intruding on a brilliant scientific researcher's attempt to help terminal cancer patients. So the idea that you can kind of separate health and healing should be separate, you know, kept pure like in a bubble from the politics or the sociology is just, and the economics, it's insane. It just can't do that. You know, they all come together, and our health depends upon our national structure being healthy and being mm-hmm. solid and being really vibrant. Otherwise, there is no health for anybody.
Right. And we've talked extensively on the air and off the air about this as well, the idea of the cell and the viability of that so-called microcosm and how it operates not in a vacuum but in the same with the same laws, rules, and principles that apply in the macrocosm. So we can apply these health and healing principles to the body politic as well, and that's the point when we get to discuss this is what we are doing.
Yeah, one of the things we've talked about at one point is, you know, typically geneticists scientists tend to compartmentalize everything, including geneticists. You know, the genome exists in isolation, again, like in a bubble. But we now know that the environment affects the genome, as it should. Genes help us deal with the environment. And they found, for example, women that are in abusive relationships, it actually changes their genetics. And when the genetics are changed, their brain chemistry changes and their personality changes. So it isn't some ethereal, esoteric, mm-hmm. nonsensical idea. It's that the environment really changes the very genetics. That's why people who grew up in communism, their genetics was actually changed by that. That's why it's very hard to bring a Republican-type democracy as we have it, a Republican system or a libertarian system, into a place which for 70 years knew nothing but oppression and repression, where the only way to survive was to lie, to cheat, and have your own economy that was outside the normal constraints of government regulation. That kind of system actually changes your genetics. That's been proven. It's been documented. People don't want to accept that. So absolutely it's important to consider the environment, and the environment includes not just the physical environment, the ecological environment, the nutritional environment, but the socio-political environment. Very important. That's why I appreciate your show so much, because you allow me to go into those areas.
Well, it's a joy for me as well to discuss. And listen, we talk about things that will offend liberals and conservatives, too. I mean, it's not our intent to offend. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, when you discuss things like we do, somebody is going to get their knickers in a bunch because it violates what they thought was true or what they believed to be true.
Robert, as you know, if you haven't been offended in it today, you haven't been awake. So if you're going to be awake, you're going to be offended. You just live with it and move on.
Exactly. You don't have a right not to be offended. That's an interesting thing. That's a right you do not have.
Yeah, you don't have. Look, people have said the most, any alternative practitioner has the most outrageous things said about them. If I worried 2 seconds about that, I would have hidden under my bed for the last 20 years. One of the things that really annoys my critics is I've made it clear to them that I don't pay any attention to them. They're like mosquitoes in my ear that I just swat away, is the analogy I always use.
Yes.
I don't pay any attention to them. So if you haven't been offended, you're not alive and you're not doing anything worth doing. So if you take offense, good, it means you're awake.
Good, you're paying attention maybe a little bit more. Now on the Brzezinski interview, Ty Bollinger's got him for his next video series, which you were in as well, which is fantastic. I was really interested, not as much as at his anti-neoplastin protocol, which is also interesting too, don't get me wrong, but I love the backstory. Here's a guy who grew up in communist-occupied Poland and described what he had been through, the yearning for freedom. He actually kind of went beyond his genetic limitation, at least, or had some semblance of freedom prior to that, perhaps, and said, I want to be in America, comes to America, is a golden boy in science, the way he described it. He was shocked at how much he was able to access at the time of Nixon's declaration of war on cancer, and he had these scientific teams of superstars, and then at a certain point it shifted when he found that he actually had a method that could kill cancer cells without killing the patient. And then it all changed, and I said, you know, why did you not back down? And one of his brief answers, anyway, was, listen, I survived the communist in Poland. I'm not backing down here in America.
You know, he's tough, and he's an interesting story. He was, as you said, a golden boy. He was top of his class in medical school, and Polish medical schools traditionally are very top-notch. And then he had a PhD in biochemistry and got out of Poland by the skin of his teeth because he wanted freedom. He was one of those educated people that knew the system he was living under, communism, government regulation, was impeding his scientific development. Because he was a golden boy, actually, he could have had a very easy life over there, but he wanted freedom, and that we don't realize. We take it for granted how much that means to so many people, like my four grandparents who came here legally.
Right.
So he came to the U.S. and was at MD Anderson, one of the premier cancer institutions in the world, and he had a whole group behind him and funding, as you said. He could have had a very easy life at MD Anderson, but he refused to back down when MD Anderson wanted him to back down. I don't know how much he got into this story with you, but they basically wanted to take over his anti-neoplastins. That's the way the story goes.
Right.
And he refused to do it. Why should he? It's his intellectual property. And that's when all hell broke loose, and he ended up leaving MD Anderson, and that's when he it changed from him being a golden boy to being
a
donkey in the mud. So it's just changed his life completely. But it was very interesting. There's a parallel, because in Poland, he was a golden boy, but refused to play by the rules because as an intellectual, he wanted intellectual freedom to explore areas that were not dictated by Marxist communism. Then he comes to the U.S. and he finds that his life would have been golden too of MD Anderson. He's an immigrant. He ends up in MD Anderson, a very prestigious institution, very prestigious position, if he had abided by the regulations of the authorities. In this case, the authorities of MD Anderson. Bureaucracy is always the same, whether it's in communist Russia, Poland, or in MD Anderson. And he says no, and it changed his life and made it difficult, but he still has his integrity, which is really all we ever have in the final analysis.
You know, you mentioned the word authority, and I've used the word authoritarian over the years as well, that someone who loves liberty cannot stomach authoritarianism. It really can't. I mean, the idea, it's kind of anathema to freedom, where you, as we've described, a great experiment in freedom here that this land was designed to be based on our founding fathers and what they set up to their posterity, if we could keep it. Of course, we've done a really piss-poor job of it at this point, as in evidence by a lot of things we'll get into. But this is what I appreciated hearing from an immigrant like Brzezinski, that, no, I'm here for freedom. I'm not backing down, even if the authoritarians are in the U.S. government, much less MD Anderson, because he's taken on the FDA. Now he's taken on the buffoons at the medical board in Texas as well.
You know, one of the interesting things about Brzezinski is that he just never gives up. I mean, he just won't give up. But as you said, he's fought the communist establishment. But it's so ironic when I think about him, and I know him quite well. When I think about him, I always think how ironic it is. He left Poland and the Soviet, the arm of the Soviet government, which controlled Poland in those days, to come to U.S. for freedom. And he didn't come here for the welfare state. He didn't come here to get a free ride. He came here for freedom so he could pursue his own dream and make his own way. And everything he had, he earned. No one gave it to him. In fact, they tried to take it away from him recently.
Right.
This is the real reason why people traditionally came to America. Now, of course, it's changed. They come for the free ride and the free medical care and the food stamps and the airplanes to towns and being considered the victim and taxpayers are supposed to pay for them and all of that. That's not why Brzezinski came. He came for the reasons my grandparents, four grandparents came. They wanted freedom to make their own life, to make their own way. And he just so respects the idea of America. I've had dinner with him a number of times. I've never met anybody who so respects the idea of America. Here's someone who wasn't born here. It's really quite moving, actually. And he'll continue to fight to the day he dies. And he'll continue to fight for one thing, for the freedom to make his own way, mm-hmm. freedom to have scientific integrity. I mean, the authorities are trying to do exactly what the Soviet Union did in communism, where they control all of science. And that many of the academic authorities and the big government agencies are trying to do that in the U.S., and he's fallen victim to that. Far more, for example, than someone like myself. For some reason, they decided to go after him in a big way. Again, and it continues, as you said, with the medical board now harassing him and hassling him.
Mm-hmm. You know, I found myself over the years talking to anybody who I would meet that was from Eastern Europe that lived under the Soviet bloc. And without fail, and this was even before Obama was in office, they would say, you know, what Bush has done is abandoned principles of freedom as well.
Right.
They could see it. They could smell it a mile away because they lived under forms of tyranny that we have been kind of lulled into a false sense of security to say, well, we're still America. We could never fall down that rabbit hole or rat hole. But the reality is, if someone has lived under it, they can spot it a mile away.
It's funny, I have a patient who's got breast cancer, who was born in Poland, her family lives there, and her husband and she came here for a better life, and her husband's a very successful businessman, their kids are going through top in their class in college, and her husband, we've got to know each other very well over the years, and her wife is doing really well. He was almost tearful when he said, I came to America because of this ideal of liberty and freedom, not for a free ride. I never wanted a free ride. If I wanted a free ride, I'd have stayed in communist Poland. But I came here because the idea of America was such a wonderful thing. He said, you Americans don't realize in oppressed nations like Poland, communist Poland, what that meant. It was really like a beacon of light for us. It sounds, you know, idealistic. It sounds cliche. But that's the way they thought. And he said it is so tragic mm-hmm. to see America turning into what he left. He said,
yeah.
These people don't realize what you had. You had liberty and freedom, the ability to make your own way. And, you know, I was watching TV the other night, a history about America, and they started to criticize America. And all the founding fathers were white. All the
Oh, yeah, fathers, yeah, we've heard that. Hold that thought. I want to go into that. We've got to take a quick break here. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is our guest this hour. A great discussion of health, freedom, healing, liberty, and the principles of, you know, the origination of America. What's happened? Where are we going? We'll be right back.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to hear more from Dr. Nick Gonzalez, hey, read his books. We've got them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you'll get to drgonzalez.com, dr-gonzalez, and it's linked up. It's easy for you to reach, and you can plug and download and get his books and learn a lot more than we can ever cover in any given show. But one of our favorite topics together, of course, is liberty and really the ideal that is America as opposed to what has happened to it. And I don't mind discussing it with you at all, especially you're the son of an immigrant. So you've got some firsthand knowledge of this.
Yeah, I always find it when people who criticize illegal immigration are considered racist. Oh, my grandfather was a very famous Mexican. Whoa. To be perfectly honest, I'm half Mexican. My mother was Italian. Typical American story. Mm-hmm. My father and mother met in New York and got married. But my grandparents, my Mexican grandparents, were both very well established. My grandfather's the finest cellist ever to come out of Mexico. And he was chosen by the Mexican government in 1910 to be part of their orchestra and their string quartet, which they sent around the world. And then he became one of the leaders of the Democratic Revolution that went from 2010-2012. And his whole idea was Mexico should be based on American ideals. My grandfather was extraordinarily knowledgeable about American constitutional law. You know, he was with all the revolutionaries and the banditos and the man who would become president and then was assassinated. And when the man he supported was assassinated, that's why my grandfather came to the U.S. There was a price on his head because he was one of the intellectual leaders. This is a guy who was at the top of his profession at age 21 as a cellist. When the revolution broke out, he could have gone to Paris, he could have gone to London, he could have gone to New York, but he stayed there, went up in the hills, and became a major in the revolution, was one of the intellectual leaders. And they were winning for a while, and they were going to establish Republican constitutional democracy in Mexico. But, of course, it all collapsed. The generals took over, they assassinated all the leaders, and they were going to assassinate him, and he just got out with my grandfather, left Mexico with his cello and his Colt 45 and fought his way out of Mexico, and Veracruz managed to get on a boat, ended up in the U.S. where he was welcomed, and he's kept his career going. He wouldn't go back to Mexico for 50 years because he was so angry at what had happened and what Mexico became. Mm-hmm. He used to refer to Mexico as a hellhole. And this is a man who helped lead a democratic revolution down there. He said what happened to it was tragic because they, in 1910, 1920, in that period, they went astray. Instead of going to the direction of a constitutional republic, they went the way of dictatorship and repression and social, eventually socialism, which is what Mexico is now. And, of course, we know what a cesspool it is right now. And I can say that as a Mexican, a descendant of Mexican-American.
Well, and that's clearly why so many Americans are sneaking across the border of the Rio Grande and going into Mexico to live.
I always love it when our liberal friends say America's this horrible place. I always say, well, if it's such a horrible place, why do all the illegal immigrants want to come to America? They're not going to North Korea. They're not going to Cuba. They're not going to Nigeria. They're not even going to France, although there are a lot of, you know, North Africans going to France now. But all the majority of illegal immigrants want to come to the U.S. The majority of immigrants want to come here. Brzezinski didn't want to go to China. He didn't want to go to North Korea. He didn't want to go to Cuba. He wanted to come to the U.S., and so do all these illegal immigrants. I mean, they have the right idea, but they're doing it the wrong way for the wrong.
Well, and as we said, from an economic perspective, if you could come here and work and contribute to, you know, to the economy, I think that was always a welcome proposition. But if you come here and immediately start taking free stuff, I think traditionally what we call liberal political Americans are now waking up, at least some of them closer to the border, and even those that are considering themselves African-American are saying, whoa, 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 something's going on here. This is not good for us.
The liberals are touting the recent job numbers, but what they're not touting is the truth. When you look at the truth, which I always try and find, so most of the new jobs have been given to immigrants, illegal immigrants and legal immigrants. That most of the new jobs that are being created aren't going to the hardworking Americans, fourth generation, our African-American brothers in this country. They go back longer than me in this country, you know, to the 17th, 16th century, and they're losing jobs to illegal immigrants. And a lot of the new jobs are being given to illegal immigrants. You have to be careful. You say, Obama's so happy because the economy is really thriving because the unemployment rate is down. It's down because so many immigrants are getting jobs. And the rest of us are just giving up. So it's very interesting. I asked Robert, to the listeners out there, if we could talk a little bit about immigration. I was watching Nancy Pelosi the other day, and she was talking about how all these children have the divinity in them. They have a divinity, and they're so special. And then the other night she said, I wish I could take them all home. It's very interesting to listen to someone like that talk because, of course, she's a great supporter of abortion. It's estimated that 70 million babies have been killed in this country. These are babies that never did anything to anyone, never asked for anything, never committed any crime or sin or did anything wrong to anybody, but never asked for anything. But they were an inconvenience. So our laws allow their mothers to just kill them. You know, abortion isn't a woman's right to choose. What it is you take the baby. I'm a physician. I know what abortion involves. You pull the baby out, you kill it, you throw it in the garbage, and then it's dumped with medical waste. If children have divinity, how is it that these unborn Americans who deserve to be American citizens, who deserve all the rights and privileges of this great American country, how come they don't have a divinity? It's only apparently the illegal immigrant children that have divinity.
Yeah, you definitely called Pelosi out on a little bit, and I'd say a little bit, but it's a lot of hypocrisy. We got to take another break here. I'm in a great discussion heading into the weekend with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the links are up. Check them out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Way. One World Way has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the highlight of the week, at least for me this week, Dr. Nick is back. And Dr. Gonzalez, I'm so glad to have you on board here. Great discussion. I know we got a little bit more to say about immigration. We'll get into some physiological and nutritional questions coming up, and even a biblical question. Yes, we're going to be all over it. So, Dr. Nick, on immigration, I know there was a couple more things you wanted to get out.
Yeah, I was watching O'Reilly the other night, which I watch occasionally for entertainment, and Kirsten Powers, who's one of the liberal left apologists, was on talking about we have to let all these kids in, that we have to show compassion for children. And you can't, it's like a communist slogan, compassion for children. How can you argue with compassion for children? But I have never heard Kirsten Powers, never, maybe she's done it, but I've never seen her go on TV and say, we have to have compassion for the 70 million unborn babies that have been killed in this country for a legalized abortion. Apparently, compassion only extends to, like with Pelosi, for the left, to illegal immigrants but not to children who've never done anything to anybody that are tentatively and should be American citizens, whose parents are citizens, whose sole sin was that they were inconvenient. I've never seen Kirsten Powers talk about the compassion we should have for the unborn, just like with Nancy Pelosi. The divinity apparently only extends to the children of illegal immigrants, but not to our own native-born babies conceived without having done anything to anybody. Hmm. Apparently, they don't deserve compassion, and apparently they don't have divinity. It's only the illegal group that warrants our compassion. You know, it's funny. I was reading the newspaper the other day, and there was this illegal immigrant who had a kid who had some kind of learning disability. He was going up to Massachusetts because there was a special school. And he was talking about the reason he came to America is he wants his kid to get special education in Honduras, where he comes from, and he can't get that. But what was amazing was the absolute selfishness of this guy. I'm sorry that he has a disabled kid. I spend my life trying to help people, keep them from dying. I don't have to defend my compassion. But with absolute selfishness, the idea that somebody else had to pay for it, he could have cared less. The fact that he'd broken the law and that he went ahead of other people that have waited for years to get into this, he could have cared less. All he cared about was what he wanted. And the fact that someone else would have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars so his kid could get special education, the fact that native-born American kids who need special education will have their own care diluted because
right.
He could have cared less. There's almost a selfishness that they don't have to go on the back of the line. They don't have to abide by our laws. And we're supposed to feel sorry for them. And the answer is I don't feel sorry for them at all. I feel sorry, more sorry, for the 70 million American babies that are never going to have a chance at life. Those people I feel sorry for. I have compassion for them first.
Well, to the economic elites, how compassionate it is if I'd ask them to dilute the value of the Federal Reserve note dollar, which isn't even a lawful dollar. We've discussed that economically, to the point where you're wiping out the middle class and making everybody poor. And so you have this division, and then you're preying upon that division to promise more free stuff for people you've stolen from. And, you know, the Pelosi's of the world are benefiting from this Federal Reserve system as much as any, let's say, neocon Republican is.
She's a multimillionaire. And Kirsten Powers is on TV, and she's a columnist, and she's doing very well for herself. She's really taken advantage of the American system. But it isn't going to last. And there's no compassion for the American kids, the native-born Americans, whose now school is going to be affected because of this influx of illegals, and the hospitals that are collapsing along the border. What about the compassion for the Americans that need health care being taken away and given to people who didn't do anything for this country? As I was reading by some sensible guy, I was reading in the Washington Times, said, you know, all over the world there are oppressed governments and there are people living in poverty and children who should have better lives. But we can't take care of all of them without destroying our own life. And the Constitution is not a suicide pact. We have a right to be the country we want it to be. And as Reagan said, we should be an ideal for the rest of the world. The fact that these 160 countries in the earth, and most of them are corrupt dictator hellholes, is not our fault. And we can't change them all. It's up to them to stay in their own countries and change them, just the way we did in this country. To make the country they want it to be.
Yeah, well, that concept really of self-determinism is something that elites like Pelosi don't get, because they want to determine for you and me
right.
how we should live our lives.
It's all about control over other people. And
yeah.
All in the guise of compassion.
Back to authoritarians again, using the compassion word. Well, listen, let's switch gears here a little bit. We've got some questions we definitely want to get to from the listening audience. Jason writes in, I have a good friend who is also a doctor, a physician, and a surgeon. He's open-minded on some things, such as the bunk science behind most vaccines and modern pharmaceuticals, but he is rather closed-minded on other things, such as the need for supplemental trace minerals and metals in our diets and the whole concept of homeopathy. What I'm hoping you can point me to is some references or links to legitimate studies that show, A, that the foods that we are normally available to us right now no longer contain the amounts of trace metals like selenium, chromium, and silica that they once did, and B, that supplementing our diets with food-grown sources of these trace metals has a tangible health benefit.
That's been so documented. You can go back to Weston Price. You and I have discussed him for years. He did studies back in the 1930s and 40s showing the difference between organically raised produce and the produce that was available then, and it's completely deteriorated even from then. He showed that the organically raised produce had more vitamins, minerals, trace elements than the regular produce raised in the traditional agricultural practices. Sir Albert Howard wrote a series of books like the Agricultural Testament of Soil and Health. He was an agronomist from England, traveled the world studying the effect of using traditional, time-honored, organic procedures to raise crops versus the modern, even then, you know, in the 20s and 30s when they were using chemicals, like chemicalized, industrialized, chemistry knows best way of raising crops and livestock. And he showed them, 80 years ago, the difference in nutritional value. There's no question that organically raised produce, organically raised animals, have far more nutritional benefit, have far more vitamins, minerals, trace elements, have far different fatty acid profiles than the conventionally raised junk. Even today, there's no debate over the fact that, for example, grass-fed beef has more of the omega-3 fatty acids and things like conjugated linoleic acid, which protects against cancer,
right,
than the feedlot-raised animals, which are raised on grain. They have low levels of the essential fatty acids, too much of the omega-6, not enough omega-3, no conjugated linoleic acid. So the proportion of nutrients in conventionally raised produce is less. And then you get to the whole refinement process where the majority of Americans still eating processed food, refined carbohydrates, and all the vitamins and minerals are removed. The reason white flour is white is the vitamins, minerals, trace elements are removed. And they replace like three or four and call it enriched. But there are dozens of vitamins and minerals and trace elements,
right,
whose levels are reduced in the refinement of grain. So for any scientist physician to say all you need to do is eat the American diet, first, I don't know what they mean when they mean the American diet, and you're going to get enough of the trace minerals, is absolutely incorrect. In fact, recent studies have shown that the levels of nutrients in our food have declined precipitously over the last 30 years. So this has been so well documented. All you have to do is go on the Google and do.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Nick, but even the government's own websites acknowledge a difference in mineral content, much less vitamin, but mineral content, and on the websites they acknowledge this.
These studies, actually, some of them come right out of the Department of Agriculture, where one of the things the government does do is they have traced and tracked the nutritional content of foods beginning decades ago, like even in the 1930s and 40s. And in the last 30 years, there's been a precipitous drop in the vitamin, mineral, trace element content of even conventionally raised food. They don't really, I don't think they're tracking organic specifically or separately. But even they acknowledge that. All you have to do is go to the Department of Agriculture website or call them and ask for the information. You'll find the studies. Actually, helpful people sometimes who work for bureaucracies who, and if you show interest, they'll get interested and they'll lead you to the right studies. You can Google it. But there's a question of hundreds of studies. I mean,
sure.
Sir Robert Howard spent his life studying the value of organic, traditional organic procedures raising both livestock and feed crops and regular food crops, and the difference in nutritional value. Weston Price, too, it's in his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. You can go to his book where he talks about the difference in nutrition. This is 80 years ago, and the Department of Agriculture has those studies for more recent information. So there's no question that you cannot get adequate nutrition out of the, quote, American diet, whatever the American diet is.
Right.
So,
well, and we still, of course, with the physician mind, they're not always open. More often than not, they're very closed to this. But I met at the last Weston Price conference we were at in Atlanta, many physicians that were attending and embracing this and seeing good results from, you know, obviously eating different, better quality food, but even supplementing with the fats that are lacking and have been for a long time. And in the case of these minerals, you know, you can look at the way that these foods are processed. They know exactly what they're taking out. It's not a mystery. And then they utilize those minerals very profitably for other industries.
That's right. I mean, there are whole areas of the U.S. where the soils are deficient in selenium. Selenium is an essential trace mineral. It's required for the production of glutathione, which is the main detoxification molecule in the liver and in the lungs. We all need glutathione because we're dealing with so much pollution, which only gets worse. Pollution depletes glutathione. But a lot of our soils are selenium depleted. Even organically raised produce can be selenium depleted by the nature of our soil. And, of course, we've so over-farmed the last 300 years. Even organic farming techniques still can lead to produce that's deficient in selenium. And selenium is so critical. It's estimated 50% of adult Americans are deficient in selenium. So, I mean, these are studies that are so widely known, even within the academic world. It's ludicrous to say, oh, we get enough nutrients from if we got enough nutrients from our food, people wouldn't be getting sick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the answer to that.
Right, exactly. Well said. Thank you, Dr. Nick. That was great. And Jason, thank you for your question. Again, you can't beat your doctor friend over the head if he's not willing to look
is
something so patently obvious. You can still be friends. I remember, you know, I've got a good buddy of mine who I've had on the show. He's a pediatric surgeon. And there was a time when after we had both left Emory, he went on to medical school. I got disillusioned by modern medicine, and eventually I went into homeopathy, of course. And, you know, he looked at me squirrely-eyed for a number of years until he came back around in his own time, and now he's embraced homeopathy and silver and the things we do. And, you know, people come to it in their own time.
You can't change a closed mind. First rule of life, I learned that 40 years ago. You can't change a closed mind. A closed mind deserves to be kept closed. when it's time for the closed mind open, like a coconut that starts germinating, fine. But to try and open a closed mind is like trying to open a coconut with your teeth. You're only going to end up with damaged teeth. So, no, you don't try and open a closed mind. Closed minds deserve to be closed. When it's time for the closed mind to open, if it is determined to be so, it's going to come from inside. You can't do it externally. People have to change themselves. I didn't get interested in nutrition because someone knocked on my closed head. I just started reading about it and got, you know, through a series of events and said, well, this is fascinating. I learned about Weston Price and Sir Albert Howard, the one we mentioned before, and started reading works. I said, why doesn't anyone else know about this? So, you know, a closed mind has to open of its own accord. Otherwise, keep it closed. Like a hibernating bear, don't kick it.
Well, and as we know, too, sometimes our stubbornness, and I'm just speaking in a general human sense, creates misery in our lives, illness, ailments as such, and then should we suffer enough, we might then go, well, I think maybe I should try something different. Suddenly your mind opens, whereas before it was closed, but it took that hammer blow of spirit to say, okay, here's another opportunity.
Well, sometimes physicians get interested in alternative medicine nutrition because they get sick themselves. I mean, I have a whole bunch of physicians in my practice that were traditionally trained, but when they get some illness and like chronic Lyme or chronic fatigue or pancreatic cancer where no one can help them, boy, it's amazing how quickly their mind opens. But no one could make that happen before. It has to happen organically and has to happen from themselves.
Yeah. The suffering, there is good in suffering. That's the strange thing to say, because I know growing up Jewish, we'd always ask, oy, why should we suffer, right? The big question of the rabbis, why do good people suffer bad things? But again, there's a lot to life that I love, you know, delving into, and it's fun to delve into it with you, Dr. Nick. And we're going to do that after this break. We have a question about biblical issues. And, of course, when we get into spirituality, we don't discriminate. We'll go for it. So stick around. We're going to answer David's question after this brief break with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez right here on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, once again, if you ever miss a show, it's available for download for free at naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator, gcnlive.com. And, of course, around the world, UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 Down Under, Stitcher, podcasts all over. So the message of healing is getting out there, Dr. Nick, and thanks to you. We make it interesting.
Well, the worst sin on earth is to be dull.
Yeah, no, we can't do that, and we wouldn't be having the audience that we do. But here's a question from David. Hello, Robert. The next time you do some spiritual healing with Dr. Gonzalez, I'd really appreciate it if you can please ask him the following questions. It would help me out enormously in my own studies and clear up a lot of confusion. All right, here's number one. Which Bible version does Dr. Gonzalez read from, believe in, and recommend? A pastor I admire is adamant that the only one people should consider is the original King James and that the others have been subtly or outright altered, and I'm interested in which one Dr. Gonzalez personally chooses and believes in. So there's number one.
This gentleman's pastor is a very smart man. The only legitimate version is the King James Version. That's closest to the ancient Hebrew and the New Testament Greek. That was published in 1611, which goes back a long ways. It's the only version I've read for 30 years. And it's interesting, in those days there were still really great biblical scholars that were fluent in Old Testament Greek, Aramaic, which was the language Jesus spoke in, and Old Testament Hebrew, which is different than contemporary Hebrew. And these people were really expert in that. Now, that scholarship has been lost. And modern translators, really, they're always trying to make the Bible cool or make it interesting. And they mistranslate words because they don't know the Hebrew or the Greek or the inflection or the vowel points on the Hebrew are misplaced. So the modern translations are really more interpretations and bad interpretations of that. And you can't trust them. And very often people get confused about what the Bible's saying because the translations are so bad. The King James Version is the most legitimate version, both in terms of the New Testament, which is translated from the Greek, and the Old Testament from Old Testament Hebrew. And in those days, there was a scholarship that just was unrivaled. Now, that scholarship has been lost like everything else in life. Good things tend to deteriorate, as the Bible says.
during World War II, a lot of the great Hebrew scholars, Jewish Hebrew scholars, were killed. Hitler actually had a special plan to eliminate biblical scholarship among the Jews. So he had special Gestapo and SS teams whose job was to seek out these Jewish biblical scholars, the rabbis that knew the traditions of the Talmud and the various Targums, which are the commentaries, and knew Old Testament Hebrew, and to kill them. And most of them were killed. Very few escaped World War II. This is a chapter in World War II that's not very much appreciated. We all know about the 6 million Jews who were killed by Hitler, but we don't know that he had a special plan to eliminate Hebrew scholarship. He wanted to get rid of the Bible. That was one of his goals. The idea that I've heard sometimes that Hitler was a Christian, no, he used the church to promote Nazism and killed people like Bonhoeffer, the pastors and who were biblically based and got Nazis in place, so trying to mislead the people. But there is today, there's really no legitimate Hebrew or Greek scholarship in terms of the Old Testament or New Testament. A lot of it's been lost. There are still people who know the Old Testament Hebrew, but you're not going to find the kind of scholarship level that you had in the 17th century when the King James Version was written. That's the only version people should read.
And there are a lot of fascinating discussions that we have from time to time on this. Also, issues of literalism versus mythicism or mythological history. You know, the faith and belief, of course, is something that goes beyond even the written word, in a sense, and people's experience with that. And we're not here to solve those problems per se, but I love being able to talk about it in this way. And David asked one more question of you, personal question. You don't have to answer it, but if you want, Dr. Gonzalez, do you observe the Sabbath on a Saturday or a Sunday? Because everybody has a reading interpretation. The Jews, of course, do on a Saturday. Now modern-day Christians do Sunday mostly. What's your place there?
Well, I think it doesn't make any difference, and that was one of the points that Christ made to both to the Jewish people to whom he was talking as well as his followers. It doesn't really make any difference. You know, he was criticized by the Pharisees, who were the religious leaders of his day, because he would heal on the Sabbath. And he said, I can do whatever I want on it. I can do good deeds on the Sabbath. I don't have to sit home and do nothing. So his point was that you really have to take the idea of a Sabbath as a fixed day. Not so literally, that you're supposed to take a day. The Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, you're supposed to take a day off. That was
as long as you take a day and make it a special Sabbath. Yeah.
Now, you're right. The Jews look at the first day of the week for the Jews was Sunday, and Saturday was their Sabbath.
Right.
With us, the first day of the week was Saturday. For us, it's Sunday. So there was a difference between the later Christian calendar and the traditional Hebrew calendar. But it doesn't really matter. Christ made that clear to Christians. As long as you take a day off, the Ten Commandments include a specific commandment, number 4, that you're supposed to honor the Sabbath. But it doesn't say it's a specific day.
Well,
so it doesn't really make any difference.
Dr. Nick, thank you for answering David's question. David, thank you for asking. I love that we can go here. If there was one more commandment, I wouldn't call it a commandment. It's just something I found to be true, and we wrap up every show with it. Dr. Nick, you know it by now. It's just a reminder, a gentle yet powerful reminder of where does healing come from? And, of course, it's given to us by that which created us all. And that's why I say, and thank you, Dr. Nick, for being here, but it's true. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex.
plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.